Hello again, Ezra Ellis here. Just want to bring you a short podcast about selling on Amazon, whether you're selling as a brand or you're just selling a product on Amazon. If you're already selling on Amazon, you have access to the Learning Console. I suggest you do all of it, get accredited, take all the accreditations, and I suggest doing it more than once. The reason is there's a lot of good information, a lot of valuable information in there. Retail-ready ASINs. Basically, retail-ready ASIN means your product meets all the guidelines by Amazon, that it's met all the guidelines enough for you to run sponsored ads. So, if your product doesn't fit into one of these categories, it is not in your best interest to run ads on it because your advertising dollar is not going to go that far. So let's just talk about the aspects of having a retail-ready ASIN. The first thing, the very first thing, is a star rating of 3.5 stars or more on your product. If your product does not have 3.5 stars or higher, then that is considered not a retail-ready ASIN, and you would not want to run sponsored ads on that product because your advertised cost per sale is going to be very, very high. The next thing on the checklist is at least 15 customer reviews. Amazon, the guidelines are that your product must have at least 15 customer reviews before they recommend you running sponsored ads on that product. The third is the image should match the product exactly. Very, very important. This seems like it should be just basic, but you'd be surprised on what you see out there. And the image should match the product exactly. Also, you do have a lot of slots, graphic slots, within the Amazon Sellers Central to use on products. The other images should have key features about the product. So that's four, right? So the first one is star rating of 3.5 or higher, at least 15 customer reviews. The image should match the product, and you should use the additional image spaces to show the key product features. Number five is the title and the description. The title and description for the product that you're selling on Amazon should be your chance to explain what exactly your product is and what it does and how it's going to bring value to the person, the customer that's going to buy it. Number six is have inventory. I know some people have backorder situations and, you know, you can only account for that so much, and I don't know what your situation is, but having inventory and not running out of inventory is key. It's so, so important. Because if you get, let's say you put a product up and it starts to sell really good, it starts to sell so good you even run ads because just to kick it up another notch. Well, if you run out of product, it all comes crashing down. I'll talk about that more in my next podcast. I might even do a podcast video and Instagram post about just having inventory and not running out. But that's for a whole nother podcast. We'll talk about it at a different time. The seventh most valuable thing is winning the buy box. That means you have the lowest price. Well, that's not the only thing, but having the lowest price on that certain product on Amazon usually is a good start to winning the buy box. So, all seven, to make sure your product is retail ready, is 3.5 stars or more, at least 15 customer reviews. The image should match the product exactly. You should use the additional image slots to feature key product features about your product. The title and the description need to be very informative and really hit home what the product does. 6, have inventory. And 7, win the buy box. I hope this helped you out. If you want to go to my YouTube or my Instagram or my Twitter and ask me a question about anything about you trying to get your products retail ready, ask me. Please subscribe if you're on Apple, iTunes, or Anchor, or any of the other ones. Please subscribe to my channel, and we'll see you next time.